Joe Sims at breakfast.
Okay, cameras to catch parents parking illegally near schools could be installed across Bristol. Bristol City Councillors will today debate whether to introduce this trial of CCTV to catch people who are dropping off their kids in restricted zones. The council says that enforcement is difficult, at least because traffic wardens can't be at all 160 schools during the course of the city, during the course of the day. So cameras could be the solution. So let's talk to Catherine Ogden, who's the head teacher at King's Oak Academy in Kingswood. Good morning. To you.
Good morning.
So, I mean, this measure, it would apply to schools in Bristol, but you're in South Gloss, so would you welcome this?
I think it's an interesting conversation to have, because whilst we all know that parking, the school run, the morning commute is a contentious topic for all of us, depending on whether we can park easily and drop our children off efficiently is something that we all crave to get to start off the day well. We also know that our children need to be able to come to and from school safely. And at the moment, it can be quite challenging outside the front of schools with cars driving, parking in sometimes dangerous positions. So I think we do need to address it some way or another.
Is this money, though, that goes to, like, directly to the council, or do the schools feel the benefit of this?
My understanding of it is that I don't think schools are going to directly receive the benefits of it. And I think it will go towards actually being able to support more safer street schemes inside it. But I think that's something that can be discussed during the trial and conversations that are happening today.
Because I think that people would probably be a bit more sympathetic to it if the schools did feel the benefit directly. It's the same with, when you take time off for holidays and all that. The schools don't directly feel the benefit of that, do they?
No, we don't. I think there's a challenge at the moment with how we manage school funding, but also it's around community relationships. So if that funding can go towards actually supporting other things that are happening in the community, I think it'd be a welcome benefit for us all. I think we have a lot of conversations about parking outside our school.
Yeah,
at the moment,
tricky.
We're in a safer street scheme already at the moment, so this would probably be in addition to what we already do as well for us.
Okay, so, I mean, how difficult is it then for a school to be able to stop people from parking illegally?
Well, ultimately, we're not the law, we're not the police, we're not traffic wardens. So I don't know,
you're a head teacher, as far as you're concerned, when you walked in here, I did feel a little bit terrified.
Oh, God. Well, hopefully our relationship will improve over time in this conversation.
Well, you're not going to suspend me or put me on report, we're cool.
I'll try not to. But I think what we tend to do is have a lot of conversations with our families about where they're parking. I know I'm outside the front of my school every day to talk about where people are parking. Can we be more considerate, recognising that sometimes parking on the junctions of roads is actually really unhelpful?
Do you have to have those brave conversations with late parents then and just go, excuse me?
Oh, I was out there yesterday. So hopefully people are behaving themselves today out on the road. But most parents, when I speak to them, actually are quite considerate. And to be honest, when we've had traffic wardens or police colleagues coming out, that often's had a short-term effect for us because people see that and they recognise that on that day they need to do something different. Whereas we've tried to have a more human approach and actually having a conversation with the person to say, this is actually having a really big impact. Please, can we just not do this?
Maybe you should dress differently, like a mortarboard and one of those frocks that they used to wear back in the day so you look more austere.
I could do that. Or we could just have the Christmas jumpers out at this time of the year and bring a bit of festive joy to it, and the goodwill of everyone might change habits.
Kill them with kindness. That's good. I like it. I mean, it's a busy time in schools, isn't it, for teachers? Long till the Christmas holidays. You guys are counting down the minutes?
I know. I think we've got roughly 12 days left. Not that we're counting.
Nah, fair enough. You do think that this will be broadly speaking, then will make a positive difference and obviously keep the school safer, which ultimately has got to be the goal for any head teacher.
Oh, exactly. I think how we can get children to be encouraged to firstly walk to school. We all have community schools, so how can we encourage more active travel to and from school, but also safer roads around our community, and also just the relationships with the families that live on our doorstep. We know one wants their drive blocked at the start and end of the school day, so whatever we can do to try and contribute to that, I think, is a positive conversation.
Presumably as well, though, the kind of parents that might be parking illegally are the kind of people that have not managed their time particularly well and have left everything to the last minute a little bit, no?
I have had those conversations with families, including yesterday, who were saying, I was just late, and I've had to say, I understand that we're never going to leave your child out on the road, so take your time, find a sensible parking space, and then we will look after your child.
Yeah.
It will all be okay.
Okay, because there's probably a couple of persistent offenders are there where you're like, oh, it's these people again.
Sometimes.
You can't give the game away, but thank you so much for coming in and talking to us today. Catherine Ogden there, the head teacher at King's Oak Academy in Kingswood.